Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Wild Free Well podcast. I am here today to talk to you about something that you can do to improve your manifestation abilities. So let's start by me once again telling you how much I don't like the way things are currently in the manifestation community. I just think that modern day manifesting is a bit of a mess, and there's a laundry list of things that in any given day you must do, and the must part is really key here, but that you must do in order to really quote unquote guarantee your manifestation. And all of this kind of makes me laugh. Now, I should say now, because I've really had a kind of like epiphany in terms of manifestation. I really don't view it the way I used to. And in part, that's because of my journey with manifestation and just being absolute shite at modern day manifestation and the way that we are being told to approach it now. So, and I will do a separate podcast about my own manifestation journey. Today is just really talking about how you can improve your manifestations, if you want to call it that. If that's even the term that we would use at the end of this podcast. Let's see. But in all of this, with the manifestation community and the way things are being kind of described and talked about today, I really feel like there's a key ingredient missing, and that's the universe. God is not some holy Amazon where you just get to place your order and it automatically gets delivered to your door the next day. I think that this attitude is extremely diminishing, and it kind of devalues the power and like what is, I believe, the divine or God or source or spirit or the universe. Doesn't matter what terminology you use, but whatever your higher power is, if you are treating it like basically McDonald's, where you go and you place your order and then you drive up to the window and you're like, hey, bitch, where's my fries? I think that that's just really devaluing and disrespectful, in all honesty. And then I think if we take it a level deeper, like the universe is the source of all things. It made you perfectly, perfectly imperfect, but it made you perfectly, and it made everything else as well. So why would we even go about asking for things in the first place and not just assume that the divine intelligence that made absolutely everything else on planet Earth perfectly already knows what we want? Yeah. And like, if we take it even further than that, if the intelligence that built the world already knows what you want and you still aren't getting it, perhaps it's because it's not what's ultimately meant for you, or it's not what's in the highest good for all involved. And I want to take a second here and ask you to like tune in. How does what I'm saying land for you? Like, how does that feel? Because what I just said is, I think, the polar opposite of what people are telling us in the manifestation community. I see a lot of like manifestation coaches, and I see a lot of like even like meditations and podcasts that are like, how to speed up your manifestation, how to get what you want faster. And we're obsessed with this sort of like Insta culture in terms of like, you know, fast food and like Instagram itself and validation through likes and comments and like this kind of instant everything, that we assume that our manifesting should be the same. And we assume that we have maybe more control than we probably do over what we manifest ultimately. And I just think that that's a really, it can be a tough place to be. And I think that what I've just shared and my view on things is, it's possibly a little bit triggering. And that's what I'm here for. I am like number one shit disturber. I am here to make people think differently. I want to influence people not to think what I think, because I don't think that's any more useful at all. I don't think that's useful at all. Please don't agree with me necessarily, but take what I say and take the different opinion and filter it through your system and say, hey, does this land for me? Because I know people who follow the manifestation techniques and it works perfectly for them. Like, they are on it. Now, they're getting what they want. I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing ultimately, but we shall see, right? Because you can only really see how that plays out over time. But I know a lot of people who are great at manifesting and like manifesting using the modern day tools, okay, of all the things that you must do on a daily basis in order to guarantee your manifestation. I know people who are doing that and doing it with great success. I'm not one of those people. And I'm just curious, like, what happens when we ultimately get what we want, right? So what about this idea, though, that what you want doesn't actually want you back? Ouch. Maybe the universe isn't that into you. No, but maybe the universe just isn't that into your desire. You know what I mean? Like what it is that you want. Maybe what the universe wants for you is something completely different. But what if it's better? It probably is. Because again, we are talking about the source of all things, right? The universe would know what is best for you beyond what your limited vision can be in your reality, right? In 3D reality, the way that we live in the world, right? And how influenced we are by society. The universe sees beyond all that. So I just feel that modern day manifestation leaves out a really important key. And that key for me is surrender. So a lot of manifestation gurus, and I've written here in my notes, LOL, because what does that even mean? It's something that exists only in like a very limited span of time. Like we've only been talking about manifesting in the way that we're talking about it now for a very short period of time. It is new. It is new in this way. Okay. It's not like manifesting has never been talked about. There are books from the 1900s, of course, but they were a little bit different. It was mostly about controlling your mind and your thoughts than modern day manifesting, which I feel is more about the doing. So there's a laundry list of things that you can do to speed up, quote unquote, speed up your manifestation. So you can do scripting, visualization, 5-5-5 lists, gratitude journals, hypnosis, meditations, vision boards, and it goes on and on and on. And obviously, there's nothing wrong whatsoever with any of these things in and of themselves. They're all super positive actions, and they can help to keep you happy and high vibe. Assuming that those are the feelings that you get while you're doing them. But again, the focus here is on the doing, right? And that's problematic in and of itself. But if you feel good while you're doing these things and scripting brings you an obscene amount of joy, then you should absolutely keep doing it because you're on the right path. My concern is when we're doing things to do them. So I've had a lot of clients lately be sucked into the manifestation game only to leave feeling like absolute crap. They feel wrong for not having manifested what they wanted already. Like it should be done, right? Because I'm doing all of these tricks to speed up my manifestation. Where is it? Why don't I have it right now? And they automatically assume that they're doing something wrong because they're following all the rules, but they're not getting the end result that these gurus, LOL, promise them, essentially. And like I said earlier, all of these techniques focus on the doing. They focus on placing your order repeatedly and irritatingly with the universe. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what it would be like to be like divine? Like even if we want to take like the very Catholic or Christian version of this guy in the sky, okay, the bearded man in the sky. Can you imagine how irritated he'd be that we're all constantly like knocking on his door like, hey, did you forget that I wanted that car? Where's my money? Like I'm manifesting abundance, guy. Like where is it? Do you know what I mean? It's ugh. It's terrible. But we're basically being told that we need to focus on what we want with borderline obsession until it arrives. And don't forget, by the way, that in addition to focusing on it all the time, you need to be positive all the time. You need to obsessively police your thoughts because if you're negative, even a little bit, they will also manifest because you're such a super powerful manifester. Like, I mean, I just, what? I can't not laugh. I'm sorry, guys. I cannot laugh. And I laugh at me. I have totally bought into this. And basically, modern day manifesting makes us out to be God. It puts us in a position where we think that we are this like powerful creator. We are powerful creators, but we are doing so by controlling And that is never, ever going to get you what you want. And it's true in any area, whether or not we're talking about manifesting or whatever. If you are obsessively policing your thoughts, you're never going to feel good enough to actually create the positive mindset that you want. If you are obsessively counting calories, you are going to feel bad while losing the weight. And ultimately, it's not going to be a successful or a positive journey for you. And you might have more reason to quit. This issue of control bleeds out outside of the manifestation like discussion that we're having today. But are your words powerful? Yeah, absolutely. Is it helpful to be mindful of the way that you speak? Absolutely. But if the process to manifesting is making you crazy and also fearful of ever being negative, then things have gone too far. Because no one on earth will ever manage to be positive all the time. You can be more positive than you were when you started. You can work to constantly improving your positivity and having a really positive mindset. Absolutely. You can progress to the point where negative situations last less time and you have the tools and skills necessary to get yourself back in a positive space faster. All of that is 100% true. But there is no magic switch that will keep you positive 24/7. And also, why would you want to be positive 24/7? Life is meant to be lived full spectrum, and everything that happens to us colors our lives and teaches us something. And that's how we grow and evolve. And if everything were perfect, and I think we forget this, and I do too, because we're often so set on chasing this kind of like external moment or this destination of where things will be great because we'll have, do, or be whatever it is that we want. But if we actually got to this mystical, magical place, which does not exist, in which everything is perfect, we would be bored as fuck. We would be absolutely bored out of our minds because we would have nothing to say or do. Everything would be perfect and we would just like languish there. Like, what would we do? We'd be like in a painting from the Renaissance where we were just like lying around naked, covered in leaves and eating apples and whatever else. Like, that's, yeah, I think that this is a podcast for another time. It's a whole other discussion, but like, we would be bored if life was perfect. And so we are meant to experience the ups and downs, but we're also meant to learn the skills necessary to navigate them. And that's where mindset work comes into play. Going back to this idea though of manifesting, and this, what we've spoken about thus far is the doing. So the lists and the scripting and the vision boards and all of these things. But where is the being in these processes? So yes, be mindful of your words because being positive feels good. Script and make vision boards because they bring you joy, okay? Write your 555 lists and gratitude journal because it lights you up. But when these actions are undertaken with discipline for discipline's sake, and because you have to in order to manifest things quickly, guaranteed, whatever, super fast, blah, 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 that's when something has gone sideways. And again, I repeat, where is the universe in all of this? Where is the divine? Where is divine surrender? Where is the trust that everything happens for a reason and for the highest good of you and all involved? Where is the faith that what you want is good, but maybe the universe has something even better in mind? Where is the surrender and the letting go of the desire and your timeline? And that's a tough one, your timeline, and releasing it into a sense of ease and knowing that you are always loved and provided for. Because when have things ever gone so badly that you didn't come back from it? There's not a single time, right? We continue to survive. And our process here in this discussion is obviously to move from surviving to thriving. Absolutely. And mindset work is all about that as well. It's about taking your baseline and improving it so that your baseline is more positive than when you began. But it really is about feeling into things as opposed to doing things. And it's certainly not about forcing. So all of this is easier said than done. And that's because all of the things I just mentioned are the intangible side of manifesting. What does surrender look like? Sit with that for a second. What does surrender look like? I can't possibly tell you because it's different for you and me. And it's so much easier to say like, just let it go. Let it be. Let go and let God. All of those things are true. How do you do it? You just do. And what a pill that is. You just do. You just let go. You decide one day that you're not going to carry this anymore because it's not yours. So doing all of the things, yeah, feels productive. And that's where things get tricky, because we've been taught by our society that productivity is next to godliness, okay? We chase, we strive, and we force our way towards what we want. But what happens if we do actually manage to manifest what we want, okay? But it's not what was ultimately meant for us. And what if we get what we want by sheer force of will, but it wasn't what was divinely intended for us? The result of that, I think, can be really devastating, actually. And at the very least, it can be disappointing, because we worked so hard to get the thing that we thought we wanted, but then we don't feel the way we hoped we would feel. So we might get it and it's still not enough. And what an empty feeling that is. And it comes from the fact that, like, well, I chased after this for so long. I put in all this effort. I did the work. I did the actions. Where is what I wanted? Which was ultimately to feel something and not actually what you were working towards manifesting. But that's also a podcast for another time. So how can you surrender into the belief that things are working out exactly how they're supposed to be? Maybe you say a little prayer or you use affirmations. And these are tricky too, because it's another thing that we're doing, but it's more about the feeling that they give you. So you can do any action that you want as long as you are focused on how it makes you feel. So what if you say, I'm willing to surrender this to the universe. I'm willing to surrender this to the universe. Whatever you're working towards, whatever you want, okay? Or I'm in the process of releasing my desires to the universe. I know that what's meant for me will always come. I know that what's meant for me will always come. This or something better, that's the idea. I want this or something better, and I trust that you know, universe, what that is. Or maybe you say a little prayer. Dear universe, I trust that what is meant for me will be mine. This is what I would like, but I know that you have my back and that what's meant for me will always be mine. I trust that this or something better is on its way to me, and I release the outcome to you. And how can you let go, moving on to the next step, how can you let go of the manifestation practices that aren't serving you by bringing you joy? Meaning, maybe they're serving you in the sense that you feel like you're productive, you're doing something, etc., you're moving forward. But what if they're not making you feel good while you're doing them? I do not believe in discipline if it means doing something just to do it. And I talk about this on other podcasts, especially when we're talking about morning routines. I'm so tired of the personal development world creating yet more rules for people to live by. That's not the fucking point. The point of personal development is that you develop your person, okay? And in your developing your person, you write your own rules and you do your own thing. And you become a sovereign being that makes their own decisions, right? It's not about doing something because a manifestation guru, LOL, told you to do it, or because I'm telling you to do it, or because I made a suggestion. Who am I? Who am I? I am another human walking this journey with you. I am not ahead. I am not behind. I'm beside you. We're all figuring this out together. But you take what I say and you filter it through. You take what a manifestation guru says and you filter it through your system. You take what anybody says at any given time and you filter it through your system always. That's the single most important thing that you can possibly do for yourself, because then you create your own rules and you empower yourself as well, right? You empower yourself to do something that you want to do for the reasons that you want to do it, because it makes you feel good. And at the end of the day, it's always going to boil down to that. Okay, we shouldn't be doing something just because we're being told to, just because we think we should. We should be doing something because it brings us joy. And that joy is what's worth it. Okay, it's not worth it to meditate every day if meditating every day makes you feel like it's just another thing on your to-do list. And that's my fear too with manifestation. Manifestation has just become another thing that we have to do on a daily basis. We have to do our gratitude journals. We have to do our 555 lists. Don't forget, right? And when it becomes like that, a habit for habit's sake, basically, it no longer is productive because you're not necessarily emotionally connected to it. And so there's no like motive. There's no reason behind it. You're just doing it to do it. So just to leave you with some suggestions, okay? Because I want this to be productive. And again, listen to me, don't listen to me, love it, hate it, do what you gotta do, filter it through your system. Like, I'm fine, right? I'm here to shine a light. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I am not your guru, as Tony Robbins says, which is like in and of itself, LOL, but whatever. How can you manifest in a way that allows the universe to take the lead? So you can focus on joy and feeling good. And this is a practice I would encourage you to undertake in every single area of your life. Does your food feel good? Does your exercise feel good? Does your sex feel good? Do your relationships feel good? Do they leave you with energy or do they leave you feeling drained? Does your work feel good? How can you make what you do on a daily basis, aka friends, your life, how can you make your life feel good, okay? Create routines that add joy and add life to your days. So things that are really positive overall. Release anything whatsoever that feels like a have to within the limit of possibility. I'm not telling you to go quit your job, but if your job is one of those things that's really weighing you down, then yeah, I do encourage you to find an alternative if that's something that you feel called to do. Yeah, it might be scary, but ultimately it's worth it because again, you get one life. This is it. It's not a test run. So you want to make sure that you're really enjoying yourself because it's the joy in the small moments every single day that creates a joyful life. It's not the big trip. It's not the money. It's not the cars. It's not the houses. It's not that. It's feeling good every day with what you're doing. Okay. Allow yourself to have a desire and trust that the universe knows what's best for you. Surrender your desire to the universe. Dear universe, I trust that you know what is best for me. And that you are here loving me and taking care of me, and that you will only bring into my life what is ultimately for my highest good. And I appreciate you and I see you and I'm grateful for all that you do for me, for example. Okay? Release any desires, goals, or even physical items, and this can be a really fun one, honestly, for manifesting in general, that are holding you back in order to create space in your life. So really clean your house. Like, it sounds so silly because it's so good for you in general. Like, cleaning your house obviously is like, it's huge, but it's so important for this idea of creating energetic and physical space. When your house is clean, life flows, there's less chaos in your mind, it's easier to have a positive mindset. Like, it has a multiple like ripple effect benefits in every area of your life, including manifestation. And then as always, love yourself and focus on self-care. Because when you are taking care of yourself, when you are making sure that you feel good, when you are loving up on yourself, everything else becomes easier. And you'll find too that when you feel good, you're less pulled by these desires. Because if you feel good in the moment, you don't need that thing in order to make you feel something. Feel good, feel happy, feel whatever. You don't need anything else beyond who you are in this moment to feel any differently. You already have everything that you need. So if you can focus on loving yourself and focus on taking care of yourself and you can come from a place of feeling good, a lot of what you'd probably want to manifest in the first place will become irrelevant. And everything that comes will feel like a bonus because you'll already be in a place of deep gratitude and acceptance for what you have. You'll already be feeling good and everything else will just be the cherry on top. So yes, I hope that you enjoyed this podcast and I'd love to hear your thoughts. Was this triggering? Was it enjoyable? Was it eye-opening? Was it whatever, anything like that you want to call it, I guess? Let me know. You can find me on Instagram if you want to chat at Candace Alacia, on Facebook at Candace Alacia Coaching or on my website, www.candacealacia.com. So that's CANDICE. ALESSIA. And yeah, if you like feel called, please like rate the podcast if you liked it. I guess if you hated it too. Yeah. I mean, it's a free world, so you should definitely rate it. It would be great if you rated it because you loved it. But yeah, I accept all feedback. Yeah, that's basically just it. So yeah, I look forward to seeing you on the next podcast.